In today's gospel, Christ teaches us the attitudes of heart that mark his disciples.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes towards his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There is a wonderful little story told about this man who one day came to a bookstore to return a book. It was a Bible. So he came into the store and he said to the clerk, "I'd like to return this Bible." And the clerk said, "Well, why? You know, did you buy it for yourself or for somebody else?" "No, I bought it for myself." Well, why do you want to return it? But you know, you'd like a different translation than this? The translation wasn't good, or maybe the font was too small, or why do you want to return it?" He said, "No, the translation was fine. The font was okay." No. He said, "Well," the clerk said, "I've got to put down a reason why you want to return it, if any return book. What's the reason you're returning it?" He said, "Because when I read this book, I find out there are some very disturbing things in it. I don't like to be disturbed. When I read this book, there are some very disturbing things in it, and I don't like to be disturbed." Interesting. Now, usually when we think of Christ's teaching in the scriptures, the Bible, we think of his words of consolation, his words of love, his assurances of forgiveness. Today, for example, St. Paul assures us of the resurrection of Christ and our own resurrection. We think of the Bible as words of hope and love and consolation. But it is true that sometimes there are some disturbing things. And maybe today's gospel is one of those. The Beatitudes according to St. Luke. Listen to them again. Think about this for a minute. "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven." Are you poor? What does that mean about you? The kingdom of heaven isn't yours? Well, look at the corresponding woe. "Woe to you who are rich. You have your consolation now." You know, most of us might not consider ourselves rich, but in the eyes of much of the world, we are. So if we take those words literally, they're disturbing, aren't they? Are we excluded from the kingdom because we're not poor? What is Christ talking about today? Now remember, the crowd that Christ is addressing here, we would call them poor in this sense. They were not poverty-stricken. They weren't starving to death. People of Jesus' day, there were some who were poverty-stricken, but most of them lived pretty much day-to-day. They didn't have a lot of material things, but they had enough food, shelter. So they lived day-to-day. They were poor in the sense that they didn't have a lot, but they had enough. So that's what he's referring to about the poor, compared to all the wealthy kings and princes and so forth. So what does he mean when he says to those people, be happy when you're poor, when you don't have more than what you need day by day? What's he mean? Let me give you an example of what I think he's talking about. This is taken from a report written by a man who worked for Catholic Relief Services for a number of years. And his job was to go to small villages, particularly in South America, and help them set up generators, wind-driven generators, so they could get electricity into those villages. So he was in one little village one day. It was right at the edge of the jungle, at the edge of a little lake as well. And he went in there, and he was working with the people to set up this generator. Now, maybe 200 people in the village. Their houses were all wood-framed. The roofs were pretty much corrugated iron. No electricity, of course. No running water. They lived pretty much by the vegetables and things they grew. They had a few chickens for eggs. They'd fish in the lake. So there was a subsistence living, but they weren't starving or anything. But anyway, he's working with them, you know, to get everything set up. And one night, he's sitting on the porch, a little porch of the shack, of the head man of the village. It's a beautiful night. Stars out over the lake shining there. There's a little breeze. You can hear the freshwater stream for which they get their water gurgling down out of the mountain into the lake. And in the middle of the village, there's this kind of a communal fire pit. And some of the women are gathered around there chatting. You can hear the woman playing, the children playing. And he's sitting on the porch with this head man, just quietly. And all of a sudden, in the midst of all this, he hears the head man say, God is so good to us. God is so good to us. Now, he had a hard time understanding that, in a sense, because this was subsistence living, right? I mean, day by day, life was hard for these people. God is so good to us. He said it took him a long time to process what that man was experiencing. He said, but what it came down to was this, he thought. This is what it came down to. These people who had very little were able to understand what was really important. They knew that what brought them joy was their families, their friends, the fact that they had enough, the fact that you know, people would come to help them. Just those simple things, the basic things that made life worth living. God is so good to us. I guess what it amounted to in a sense is this. People like that are not distracted from the really important things in life by all the other things that sometimes distract us. Because they are not encumbered by what is unnecessary, we sometimes think is necessary. They're able to be thankful for what is truly necessary. See, they don't forget the real things in life that are important, and they don't forget to be thankful for them. I think that's what Jesus is meaning today when he says, blessed are you poor. Blessed are you who don't get encumbered by all the other distractions of life, who recognize the important, essential things and are thankful for them. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. I'm reminded of that song from, remember the great American musical Porgy and Bess? Porgy's a black man living in the docks. He's crippled. He gets around wheeling himself on his little skateboard type of thing. Lives in a little shack. He has a wonderful song in that show. I got plenty of nothing. I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. Got no mule, got no car. And he says, folks with plenty of plenty, they got a lock on their door. Afraid someone's going to rob them while they're out of making more. What for? Then he concludes, I got my gal, I got my Lord, I got my song. Is he able to focus in on what's really important and not get distracted and to remember to be thankful for what's really important? I think that's what Jesus means today when he says, blessed are you who are poor. So we might ask ourselves the question, do we qualify? Do we qualify? Are we thankful? Are we people, you know, who find ourselves never satisfied? Are we never satisfied? We always need something more, want something more, feel we're good, something more is going to bring us the answer to everything. We find ourselves comparing ourselves with other people all the time. Well, look at look at all the things they've got. Boy, I wish I had. See, because if we're that way, maybe we're not among the poor that Jesus is talking about. Maybe we should be more like those people in that little village. How good God is to us. Maybe we should be like Porgy and be able to say, got my gal. Got my Lord. Got my song. I got plenty of nothing. But nothing is plenty for me. Thanks be to God. May God bless you.